In 1932, Donald H. Monroe of Burlington built a mechanical table hockey game as a present for his family, using bits and pieces of material found around his home. The basic premise of the surface was peaked at the center, with pinball-like pegs to push the steel ball towards the opponent's net. Once it found its way to market, the family was kept busy satisfying demand for the games. Monroe was loaned the money to purchase the first saw he used, and the goalie nets were hand-crocheted by Edith Monroe. They eventually moved into a Quonset hut used as a manufacturing facility on Fairview Street just west of Guelph Line. Today, Monroe games are collectible and still used by hockey enthusiasts. Note: our next meeting is Monday, March 13 at 7 p.m. at Burlington Public Library, New Street, Centennial Room. Speaker details coming soon. With files from the Canadian Museum of History.